we started from a base where we weren't sheep farmers. We weren't trained sheep farmers. We were ex-architects learning on the job. And we started out with the aim of being sheep dairy farm. And we bought our flock of sheep. We started out with the aim of being an organic farm. And so we integrated a flock of, a herd rather, of pedigree Devon cattle with the livestock so that we could rotate the grazing. And as soon as we started milking the sheep and breeding the sheep, which you have to do to get the ewes in milk, we found that we had wether lambs that you could do nothing with other than sell for meat, and we had wool, which you had to shear off every year in order to stop the sheep from getting fly struck and getting too hot in the summer. So we started with the milk, but soon realised that we had meat and we had wool that had to come off the farm somehow. Because we started from the basis that we were a very small farm, we decided to make the most of everything we could and everything we produced. And so we had a very small local slaughterhouse where we could have the lambs killed and processed. And when I took the wool to the wool board, which had to receive all the wool from wool producers, I found that the beautiful coloured Shetland wool that we were producing was worth practically nothing and was obviously not really welcomed by the wool board, who classify wool as white or grey, basically. And of course, that ignores all the subtleties of Moorit and fawn cat moggits and so on, which we had. And so I asked for permission from the wool board to do my own wool. And as soon as they said, well, yes, you're producing less than 100 kilograms per year of Shetland wool, so you can sort that out for yourself, we immediately sent it to the Natural Fibre Company, which was then in Lambed in South Wales, and had it processed into this beautiful steely grey wool. And so immediately we started selling the wool. And after we'd been working on these lines for a few years so that the lines of supply had worked themselves out, we discovered that although we had intended to be a sheep dairy farm, we had three different streams of income, which were all more or less the same, which consisted of the sheep milk and cheese that we produced from it, and cuts of lamb and wool. And each type produced about the same income. And we've gone on from there, just developing the different sides of the farm. Is that how you see it, dear?
Of course, dear.
we do what we can with the sheep. We started on the basis that we would milk them and produce milk. We found that cheese was the best way of selling it. And then we found that we had lamb and we had wool. And so we've followed along those lines to make the most of what we can.
Yes, we thought we would grow into the activities on the farm and slowly develop things as we were ready for them. So in our first year, we milked the sheep and sold the milk to a yogurt maker. And later, or after the first year, we offered her the milk and she refused. So I had to immediately start making cheese. And we decided then not to be dependent on anybody for your sales, because it's all up to you.